Possible tidal dissipation in millisecond pulsar binaries, by D. Wang et al. The post-Keplerian, PK, parameters inferred from pulsar timing provide a convenient way to test Einstein's general theory of relativity. However, before obtaining a pure orbital decay DOTB induced by gravitational wave radiation, which is one of the PK parameters, a number of factors need to be accounted for carefully. The effect of tidal dissipation on DOTB has been thought of as negligible. Here, we investigate the data for possible effects of tidal dissipation on DOTB. The possibility of the tidal dissipation as a contributor to DOTB in a large sample of millisecond pulsar binaries is investigated in detail. We collected a large sample of pulsar binaries with measured DOTB. All of the systems are millisecond pulsars. The residual dot caret resb of these systems was obtained by subtracting the three normal effects, that is to say the effect of Sklovsky, line of sight acceleration, and gravitational radiation. Assuming that tidal dissipation is responsible for such a residual dot caret resb, the tidal parameters of these systems can be calculated and compared with the tidal models. The residual dot caret resb is distributed over the half positive and half negative. The dynamical tidal model can explain the residual DOTB of millisecond pulsar white dwarf binaries. And the Love number of the main sequence companion of PSRJ12274853 can be derived as a reasonable value K2 equals 0.177 carat plus 0.098 to 0.058 with the equilibrium tidal model. Those results are compatible with the scenario of tidal dissipation. Additionally, a weak correlation between the tidal parameter and orbital period is revealed, likely originating in the tidal process of the recycled stage, which is worthy of further investigation. This was possible tidal dissipation in millisecond pulsar binaries, by D. Wang et al.